You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back, and we are back with my good friend, Ceci Milton. Ceci is a second generation, would you say, real estate family member? Third generation. I know, but you made you correct me. Third generation. I can tell you, as I shook hands with your grandfather, he had the nicest hands I've ever shaken in my life. Came out of that limo. He was the best. The best. So Ceci's here. Ceci is graduating?
In 2019. So I have one more year left of school.
Okay, so are you available to be hired, or you think you got a job?
I have an internship over the summer with Starwood Property Trust. They just relocated to Miami Beach, so I'm really excited about that. And if that doesn't turn into a full-time job, then I am on the market for a full-time job after graduation.
That's okay. I already know somebody who needs to hire you, who wants to hire you. Here's my card. Now, Ceci, what appealed to you about the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies? You got the MSRE?
Yes. So I, again, like you mentioned, I'm a third-generation real estate, almost professional. And I didn't really think that real estate was something I wanted to get into until I got to school and I started realizing that I loved it and I wanted to pursue it along with my dad and my grandfather and all of that good stuff.
So what do you love about doing real estate? And I'm going to let you think about that. I'm going to tell you what I loved. See, I couldn't get an A in anything at school except bowling. That was my first A. And then after that, I took the real estate courses and started knocking out the A's. And I realized that I wasn't necessarily strong in any of the disciplines, but I could understand what they meant to do a deal, and that's why I picked real estate. How about you?
So in sixth grade, actually, I won my stock competition in school, and I always knew I loved math, and I really knew I loved the numbers behind finance, but I couldn't deal with the fact that it wasn't a tangible asset. So I really love about real estate is that it's a tangible asset, and you're contributing to people's homes and businesses and lives, and you're kind of touching them on their lives almost unknowingly.
Yeah, no, it's actually really good. What you're doing is you're helping to create the environment. I'll drive around. Whenever I drive around Miami, I drive around, but I see all the buildings that I help put together. I call my mom. I complain about how bad the traffic is. She tells me to be quiet. It's all my fault. So that's what you have. So what is something that you see going on in development today that you would change to make life better for everybody going forward? I asked that slow so you could think.
So I think that a lot of the real estate professionals already kind of have an idea of what's going on. We're becoming much more of an urban country overall. So things that are more walkable, more biker-friendly, those kind of environments are really going to change real estate, I think. And we're going to start seeing a lot of changes, especially with the autonomous cars and things like that.
So can you guess about what one impact would be that autonomous cars might have on real estate? Because I got an answer, but I want to hear yours.
Well, we're not going to have any parking garages, which I think is crazy. But I think that that's kind of the biggest thing. You're going to have a lot more space for buildings and less space dedicated to parking.
Actually, we talked about this the other day on a panel I was on, and the designs were already evolving. Some of the buildings that were designed in the last cycle that are delivering now already have too small of a forgot. Now, we're almost out of time, Ceci, so what I want to do is I want to have you speak to people that might be considering coming to the University of Florida to study real estate. If you were going to go back, what high school did you graduate from?
I went to Our Lady of Lourdes Academy in South Miami.
Oh, how fabulous. I wish you guys could see her smiling while she's saying this. So if you were going to go back to Lourdes Academy and you were going to talk as an alum at lunch to some of the other students, who I assume are all girls, what would you tell them about the University of Florida real estate program and why it might make sense for them?
So the real estate program is a program that really dedicates their time and their energy to each student. So you get an overall package. So it's learning about networking, learning about school, and all that good stuff. So it's a program about full of people that really care about you and care about your success.
Hopefully you all hear we're broadcasting from Orlando, and so some families are walking by on their vacation, and the joy and fun that is walking by
is only exceeded by the joy that I'm seeing on Ceci's face. So, Ceci, I want to thank you for being on the show. And why don't you give a shout-out to some people?
I'm going to give a shout to my dad, who really inspired me to take the plunge into real estate and has always taught me that I can do anything that I set my mind to.
Well, it's obvious that he did something right. I think it was probably more your mom than your dad that really worked that out. But we'll let your dad have a little credit, too. So, Ceci, I want to thank you, Ceci. Thank you so much for being on. We got to do the kidney handshake because we had the kidney transplant. Thank you so much for being on the show today.